obviously it's extremely timely, and what ICBAN have been asked to do is present the challenges and evidence of the challenges that are facing our region. As you're aware, Harry, ICBAN is made up of 8 local council areas: Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Monaghan, Sligo, Armagh City, Banbridge, Craigavon, Fermanagh, Omagh and Mid-Ulster. And together, I suppose, we look at common solutions to cross-border problems. And the areas that have been, I suppose, picked out by us for discussion today are Brexit, industry and infrastructure, broadband, tourism, canals and waterways, education and regeneration. And I suppose if we bring it specifically back to a Sligo perspective, Harry, we'll be looking at some assistance from the government in relation to the improvements on the artery, the N4 from Dublin to Sligo, and also to highlight the importance of the N16 and A4 scheme, the cross-border corridor linking Sligo and Enniskillen. There are two of the specific, I think we have 15 specific targets that we'll be drawing this joint Oireachtas committee's attention to, and that we will require assistance on.
And of course, the huge issue in the background there, or not so much in the background, but very much to the fore, is the Good Friday Agreement and peace.
That's absolutely it. Like that's what this joint committee are looking at. They're looking at the implementation of the Good Friday Agreement and the potential effects that Brexit may have on that. Now, our grouping is made up, we're a cross-border, cross-party body, and so we have membership. We'll have Councillor Alex Bird from Fermanagh, who'll be coming from the unionist perspective. We have Pat Traynor, who's a Sinn Féin councillor in Monaghan, and then we have some council representatives from Donegal and Mid-Ulster. So we give, I suppose, if you like, a holistic view from what a comprehensive perspective of what we feel is needed in the region and how we're going to be impacted by Brexit.